Well, this is Pastor Woodson Moore coming to you from Fairton Christian Center in Fairton, New Jersey. And I'm excited about the Word of God. I'm excited about the truth that it unleashes into our hearts. And as we walk in obedience to that truth, the blessings of Almighty God come upon our lives and the things that we do, comes upon us as individuals, comes upon us collectively as states and nations. And so it's exciting to be able to deal with the truth. Jesus said, you will know the truth and the truth will make you free. And there's still people out there that say, well, I don't believe the Bible. I don't believe that there is any real truth. Truth is just whatever works for you at the given time. Very pragmatic people. And so if a good lie will help them at the time, then that's their truth. Mao Zedong said it pretty well. He says, power grows out of the end of a gun barrel, which meant that his truth and his justice and his way of living was, I got the gun, you're going to do what I tell you to do, and that's my truth. And it didn't work. I mean, in China, the people struggled and struggled and struggled until they began to adopt some of the ways that America and the West was built in as far as business and industry and things of that nature. And what we had here in the West was something that came from the Bible, because we built a biblical culture and God prospered it and God blessed it. And so, you know, what works is the truth, and the Bible is the truth. It'll work for you as an individual. That's why you want to do what it says and don't do what it says not to do. Well, we're excited about the things that's happening at Fairton Christian Center, and we're getting ready to embark on some home sales. We did this several years ago, and they were very successful. And then it's kind of like their usefulness came to an end, and so we didn't have them, but now we're going to re-implement them. And I'm excited about that because we had some really great leadership within our church. And home sales can do what regular church service can't do. For instance, I remember years ago we had this pastor from Buffalo, New York, came down. His name was Tommy Reed. Had a big church up in Buffalo, big Assembly of God church. And he spoke to us as pastors of the southern section of the Assemblies of God. And I remember one of the things he said. He says, what do you know about your brother or your sister that you go to church with? And he said, in most cases, what you know is how the back of their head looks. And I thought about that and thought about that. And I said, boy, that's just about right. If people just come to church on Sunday morning, and if they're not involved in other things like Sunday school or men's groups or women's groups or so forth, they really don't know anything about their brothers and sisters. And the whole idea behind the church, in the Old Testament, the word says, God sets the solitary in families. Now, I know there are people who love to say things like, well, me and Jesus, we have our own thing going. We don't need the church. We don't need other people. But, you know, that's not really biblical in its position. The position is that the Lord does take the solitary individual, set them into a family, a church family, and there in that family, the gifts that are spoken of specifically in Romans chapter 12 find their fulfillment. As people, each person, each one of you that are listening, you are gifted in some capacity, and your gift adds to the body. And the body as a whole is made up of all of its parts. Paul deals with that in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, where he's talking about first the different gifts that are put into the body. There he's speaking specifically at first about power gifts, gift of faith, gift of healing, gift of word of knowledge, word of wisdom, tongues, interpretations of tongues, prophecy, miracles, all right? But then he goes on down and he says, now, if the whole body was an ear, how could it see? And if the whole body was an eye, how could it smell? And the idea that he's driving home there is that each and every one of us has been created to be a part of something bigger than just us as an individual. Peter talks about us being lively building blocks, bricks, stones, and together we are built up into a holy temple. And so you're important no matter who you are, no matter whether you have a big education or you have no education, no matter if you drive fancy cars or you don't have a car, you live in a small house or you live in a large house, it doesn't make any difference. Each and every one of us is important to the Lord, and he does set us in families. And so I want to deal with that. That's why we're going to have the home cells, is so that we can break the family down into smaller groups. We get to know each other. We get to exercise some of the giftings that the Lord has given us. Maybe people are intimidated about being in the larger church body and using the gifts or things. But by having the smaller cells, we can do that. And plus, friendships are made. And that way, you can have somebody that you feel free to call up for times of prayer, to times of agreement. The Bible says, if any two of you shall agree, touching anything, you shall ask, it'll be given them. And that we have the power of binding and loosing. Whatever is bound in heaven, we can loose. We can bind on the earth. Whatever's loosed in heaven, we can loose on the earth. And these things all come into play. So we're excited about starting some home cells up. And even if you're not part of our church, if you want to be part of a home cell, once these things are in place, have great leadership, and they're going to meet in houses, and it'll be very relaxed. All you'd have to do is call the church, and we'd be happy to put you into one of those groups. Well, Dan Malone is going to be our featured music artist this week. I love Dan Malone. Dan has been part of our church now for 30 years or more, and has such a wonderful voice. And he's recorded 3 full CDs. If you listen to Dan's music and you'd like to have some of it, all you have to do is call the church, and we would be happy to give it to you. We would send you out a beautiful CD of his, and I know it would be a blessing to you. But today's song that Dan's going to sing is Because of Whose I Am.
Someday I'll understand why he saw a piece of clay. He said, I want it, I'll use it. The greatest mystery that somehow, in spite of me, he said, I'm gonna love you. Took me in his arms, said this child belongs to me, placed me in his kingdom, now I live like royalty. Not because of what I am, not because of what I've done, it's because of whose I am. My Father is Lord. Giving me his name. understand. While I was yet a slave, he set it by me and saved me. He clothed himself in flesh, became the final sacrifice, so I could know redemption. Took the stripes upon his back so that I could walk in health. Then he broke the chains of death. Now I can live forevermore, not because of what I am, not because of what I've done.
Dan Malone, Because of Whose I Am. Now remember, I told you that if you like Dan Malone singing and would like to have one of his CDs, all you have to do is call the church and give us your name and your address, and we'll send you one free. But you say, well, that's the worm. What's the hook? There's no hook. There's no hook whatsoever. There'll be no follow-up on that, no comeback. Would you like this, like that? Just, you know, the way the Lord put me together was actually kind of very shy, somewhat introverted person in that I was just very happy to be by myself. I spent a lot of time as a child by myself. And I never really tried in any way to fool or seduce people. Try to get them to do things on my behalf. I was just content being self-sufficient, and to this day, I'm still that way. We don't charge for anything that we do. We just trust God, and God blesses us. You don't hear us on the radio asking for money or on the TV program asking for money. God supplies, and He does it by His Spirit, and I thank God for that. And so when I make an offer like this to you, it's just free, and you're welcome to it. Now remember, if you know Jesus, you know freedom. If you don't know Jesus, there'll be no freedom. This is Pastor Woodson Moore, Fairton Christian Center, reminding you, Jesus is freedom.